The idea was that music isn't something we buy. It's not something that we get a ticket for to go see. It's something that we participate in. So we tried to construct an event that maximized the community's ability to participate and allow an event to happen around them rather than a top-down approach where some entity puts on a concert and then has to sell tickets to get people to come inside of a building and go see it.
So what does that interaction look like?
It looks like chaos a lot of the time, but it's certainly fun. You know, when bands are not playing, they're in the audience with, you know, with other people. They're mixing and mingling. When a band's playing, it's sometimes indistinguishable where the audience begins and where the band ends. People are just kind of intertwined with each other. They're dancing, they're jumping, they're moving around. Certainly that's not the way that all the acts are. Some of them are a little bit more like, we're going to play over here and you guys can stand over here. But there's no rules about where to be or how to be engaged with the band. There's no rules about how to interact with each other when music's playing. And that's really nice.
So are the bands moving around while they're playing?
Bands are moving around. So we have it at the Vietnam Veterans Pavilion in Chenley Park, which is a very open space, and bands are encouraged to use the space however they want. Sometimes they have a sonic reason for wanting to play in a particular place. Sometimes they have a social reason for wanting to play in a particular place. They want to be where the kids are, or they want to be where the food is, or they want to be where people are congregating and talking. They want to be under the shelter where it's loud. They want to stand on a picnic table. So there's all different ways that the musicians and the people that come to it are able to express themselves.
So are all the do the bands play individually, or will you have more than one band play at the same time?
No, bands will play individually, and there's a loose schedule just so that the bands can kind of know when they have to be around. It's also designed to work with people's lifestyles. So families with kids can come earlier. There's going to be events. There's going to be organized kids events from the Children's Museum of Pittsburgh and the Center for Creative Reuse. There'll be food there. And, you know, when the kids get tired or if the family wants to go home around 5 or 6, they can, but there's still other things to happen. People get off work. They want to come later in the evening. They want something to do for the evening. We have that as well.
And so it sounds like there's some loose rules and some kind of improvisation, but are there some things where it has to be a certain way, like only brass instruments?
No.
No, there are no rules.
There are no rules. So we call it a brass barbecue, and certainly we had a focus on bringing in Balkan brass bands to Pittsburgh, and we're still doing that. What Cheer Brigade from Providence is a Balkan-oriented band, but they do other stuff too, from Bollywood to top 40 R&B. Black Bear Combo from Chicago is another band that's very much in the Balkan tradition. But we have other groups like Detroit Party Marching Band that's kind of a sonic free-for-all. We have Pitch Black coming from New York, which is a hip-hop brass band. We have Timbaliza from Pittsburgh, which is a samba group. But one thing that they do all have in common is that they're mobile.
And so how many bands, and of those, how many are from Pittsburgh? And of those, what are they?
So we're having 9 bands total. 4 of them are touring bands. And then we're having, from Pittsburgh, the Mayday Marching Band, Colonel Eagleburger's Good Time High-Stepping Marching Band, Beauty Slap, Slide Worldwide, and Timbaliza.
I had no idea Pittsburgh had that kind of offering.
We absolutely do, and it's fantastic. It's a fantastic music city.
And do you see this going forward? Is this do you see this starting to be like an institution in Pittsburgh?
There's an ethos behind this event. And one of the things that we don't want to do is to institutionalize it to the point of ossifying it and making it rigid, making it something that we have to adhere to or that we're expected to do. What we want to do is to continue to promote this event throughout the city in a way that the city finds value in it and then wants to continue to support it and make it happen.